This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of these guys covered running backs in the NFL.
There's a football player, that Ted Johnson.
The other two covered his games.
Y'all are not on that level, and he will destroy you. And that might be part of what he needs to bring to this team.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
That was the voice of the most versatile, I'm going to say this, Dan Ball, you can disagree if you choose. You're an expert in this area. The most versatile play-by-play man in modern sports.
I would, actively working and on the stage he is, I would agree with that.
He's unbelievable.
Baseball, and football, hockey, basketball, radio, television, yeah.
So good. Paints the picture. Has the now characteristic, iconic crack voice at key moments in games that I love, that I think is his own. Like, that's awesome. That's
and
how
he
you,
scores!
Exactly. Remember that, was it? Who had the breakaway? Was it a fumble? Missed tackle in that NFL
game? Michigan State call when Michigan has the lead, and with 11 seconds left, their Australian punter botched the hold. Michigan State grabbed it and ran it in.
Oh, yeah.
And as the guy got crossed the goal line with 0 seconds left, he had an all-time. We may have it in the system. It's an all-time voice crack.
We should bump back with that.
So that was Sean McDonough Saturday night on ABC. USA beats Canada 3-1. To set up the final gold medal game, whatever this is going to be called in the Four Nations Classic. The championship Thursday night, TD Garden rematch, USA and Canada. Sean McDonough will be on the call yet again for ESPN, and he will be joining us here on WEEI Afternoons at 4:30. So we'll get his thoughts on the story that has exploded. I don't know about you guys. When I heard about this whole Four Nations break, instead of an all-star break, I didn't really know what to make of it. And I know some people were mocking it like, wait a minute, the Olympics has a lot more than four teams. Why are we just picking four nations? Why isn't it eight nations? Right. Or like college football, the expanded playoff and all these things. And then I started watching, and you watched that game Saturday night where the Tkachuk brothers both fought within 3 seconds, right out the gates, 2 seconds, and then the third second later, two fights, and then a third fight within 9 seconds. Yes, I'm being literal here. Yeah. Within 9 seconds of clock time in a hockey game. Nine seconds, Fitzy. There were three fights. Was as jazzed up as I've been. You know how we usually get hyped up for sporting events and they don't live up to the hype?
Yeah.
We're disappointed. Mm-hmm. Pay-per-views. Yeah. Oh, I spent $100 on this. And it's this, like, so surpassed the hype, because I had heard the players talking about how they were really excited and playing for your country is different and blah, 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 and like hockey player. But I don't know that I truly believed it until I saw this game for 10 seconds. It was like, oh, yeah, this is a different beast out there. In part, Fitzy, thanks to your favorite hockey family, the Tkachuk family.
Oh, the Tkachuks.
Yeah.
Go Tkachuk yourself, yes.
You root for them throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs, especially.
Got fat heads of both of them and their dad right around the corner.
But it was phenomenal. Now, unfortunately, they're both banged up.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, you know.
Sounds like both are going to play, though.
Sounds like they will.
They'll play through. Play through whatever, Ted.
But that's the beauty of the tournament.
Right.
What do they get to win this thing?
Where they get like a free dinner somewhere in the North
bragging
End?
Bragging rights, I think.
Pride. Bragging rights.
Yeah, some coupons to the 99.
That is the essence of what has made this Four Nations tournament so
awesome,
is that there's nothing really to play for except pride for your country. And you're seeing what that has brought out of these players. I mean, they're all playing hard, man. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's. I love the backstory. I don't know if you guys heard the Brady Tkachuk interview after the first period about how they decided how they wanted to start the game, and it was basically Matthew came up to him and said, "You want to go first, or you want me to go first?" Like that's, and it, so that's what it was. I mean, those two guys. I mean, they you talk about setting the tone for that game. It was unlike anything I've ever seen. It was amazing how that game started the other night.
And you do have, and I don't know how much a factor this plays, Fitzy, but you do have this whole backdrop of the 51st state from Trump and then the booing of the national anthem.
And
they're
the
at
tariffs.
The Bell Center and tariffs.
Yeah, yeah.
That clearly, I don't know how much, if that plays a role with the players, but it has
enough.
A feel of Rocky.
But
it literally has East versus West, man against man, like we're doing some Russia versus the U.S. thing, but instead it's Canada versus the U.S.
But aren't we the bad guys sort of in a lot of ways to some people? I mean, we certainly are in the eyes of Canadians.
I don't
even
screw
though,
them. I'm going to boo their anthem.
No.
Boo.
Listen, this is where it's going to go.
Yeah,
we're going to
boo you,
now
Canucks.
The rest of the world, yeah.
South Park was right. Blame Canada. Right,
it's going to be go Tkachuk yourself versus go Canuck yourself.
Yes.
I love it. Like, no, the guys, we have missed. Like, I've been making a big deal out of this since Saturday night, and as I rewatched the highlights on Sunday, and we talked about it ad nauseum yesterday, this is a must-watch game. This is going to be, not only was that the most watched hockey match in a decade in this country, you're going to be talking about the most watched hockey game this century, probably on Thursday night, setting ratings records. You're going to see, I bet you, if the U.S. wins, there will be watch parties at bars and restaurants and taverns and breweries. You'll see videos of tens of hundreds of people coming together, chanting USA, wearing crazy outfits. Like, there has been a stir, and we don't have a lot of these get-together, must-watch group hangs anymore because everyone is too into their own business and we have 9,000 different ways to occupy ourselves on screens of various sizes. This is it on Thursday. It's unbelievable. And USA versus Canada, considering what a hockey superpower they are and the fact the US is good and they hate us and we sort of hate them now, we think, and it's just amazing. And Andy, yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, from Sunday Skate and the Skate Pod, Bridget Prue called in. She was covering the games for EEI yesterday, and I relayed this to you guys before the show. Ted, if you heard it, awesome. If you didn't, allow me to let you know. But she said the most surreal thing she has seen in all of her years covering hockey at every level was watching a bunch of locals go into the pro shop at the TD Garden yesterday and buy USA Matthew Tkachuk jerseys.
Absolutely. I'd buy it. I'd buy it right now.
I mean, it's stunning. I have nothing against the Tkachuks either in that capacity. I hope they kick ass on Thursday night. I can't wait to watch. But it's just so funny to think Bruins fans who may have gotten a hold of tickets that were $200 previously and now are $1,500 to $3,600, Andy, that if you have these golden tickets, you're going to be going there to root for the Tkachuks and root against Brad Marchand. I mean, that is theater, man.
Is it hard to believe when you consider, I think nationalism supersedes your passion or your fandom for your
laundry.
Local team.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So when it comes to the United States over the Bruins, like people are going to cheer for the United States team probably with more vigor and more passion than they even would their Bruins team at the end of the day.
Sure.
Don't you think? So it's not all that surprising, I think, that people would be buying Matthew Tkachuk jerseys.
And it's a little too, you know, getting back to the anthem stuff is, I think we all know, it's a weird time, and Trump does and says weird things, whatever. But then to have another country, it's like, Ted, I could make fun of you when you said 10% Belichick.
Right.
But then Glenn Ordway does it, and I'm like, no, Glenn. Nope.
Yeah, he's
on my team now.
Yeah.
Like, we're brothers. We're in the room here.
You had my back.
And you can go pound sand,
yeah.
Glenn. And it's that same thing where even if you have some questions about the direction of our country, let's just say, whatever. You slap a flag on us and then a different flag on somebody else and they're booing us. Who the bleep are you to boo?
Yeah.
I can boo my president, but you can't boo my president.
Don't you think they're... I don't know. I haven't heard a lot of people make this connection, but I can't help but to make this connection. Totally different circumstances, completely different, 1980 versus right now. Right?
Yeah.
But you asked if do the players care about all that political stuff. The players don't. I don't think like the 1980s team cared about all the Cold War stuff between Russia and the United States. The fans do, though.
Absolutely.
And the players know the fans care. And so that's the synergy. So the players for the Canadians, they're not probably as worked up as the fans are about maybe the political stuff, but they know that their fans are.
And they're booing
at the Bell Center.
Like, you're in front of them, and they're booing you.
And so they're going to have their fans back, just like the American fans are going to have the backs of the American players.
And I know it's been said a lot, Fitzy, but just the juxtaposition to this, to the NBA All-Star game, and and it's not fair.
Dude, you turn it on and you see the 3-point,
right.
Like, wow, really? I'm going to turn it back to the hockey game.
I get that it's not fair because we're talking about an international tournament where you're talking about flags and patriotism and all these things, and this is just an All-Star game where they tried yet another new format with these little
mini teams. Oh, it was embarrassing.
It was bad.
Oh,
it was bad.
It was really bad. Andy, to go from the three fist fights in 9 seconds led by Team Tkachuk for 60 minutes of super intense. I mean, and now McAvoy's hurt, and that could lead to, I know that is going to lead to a whole nother discussion for us, but like, guys were playing the hardest hockey they could in an all-star spectacle where they have no real financial gain, except maybe a couple extra jerseys sold or some appearances when they retire, that they're playing their asses off. And then to see a three-hour goof-tacular with performances, commercials, retrospectives, Mr. Beast doing a three-point shooting contest with a giant, you know, PVC cube of cash. Like, it was a joke. The NBA left last weekend looking like an absolute clown show, while all of a sudden the NHL just gained massive momentum. This is great for, I mean, I'd rather have Dana White than Gary Bettman be the commissioner if we're going to get more hockey like that. I think people would get behind that, dude. It was unreal.
And then you have LeBron like, oh, my ankle's sore, so I can't even put my jersey on to take a
90 minutes
photo
before the start, right?
And I'm not going to play. And meanwhile, you have McAvoy ending up at MGH with an upper body injury that obviously is not good that they're looking into, or even the Tkachuk family who's banged up, but hell, we're going to play. I laughed last night. Tkachuk was in the booth talking to the guys. I don't know if he was in the booth or on headset. And they were like,
he was in the booth, yeah.
And then they're like, and you and the Panthers got a game on Saturday. He's like, really? Wow, that comes fast. I hadn't even thought about that. Like, it's so in the rearview mirror. Yeah. And then I saw a video from the dressing room, Team USA, where they looked like high school kids or middle school kids. They all were like arm in arm in a circle, and they were doing some sort of chant thing.
They had iPads on the sideline, over behind the wall. They were looking at iPads during the whole game.
Think it's a friendly. He thinks it's a damn fight.
Their joy of sport has been brought back to them.
Can you imagine, you guys, Fitzy? Can you imagine guys at the Pro Bowl are sitting there? You know, the NFL Pro Bowl are sitting there looking at iPads on what the other team's doing. You know, after you come off the field. They were looking
They're taking selfies and goofing around and laughing and high-fiving and doing all the stuff. This goes back to the conversation we were having last week about sports being too familiar and there not being enough enmity, enough rivalry.
Hate.
The juice is back into it on Thursday. I'm telling you, I am full well expecting ratings that'll turn heads and knock socks off.
All right, real quick before we go to the break, I want to let Kevin and Quincy chime in because he has a comment on the national anthem booing that's been going on. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Fitzy, we had a pretty cool conversation last night about who was best president of all time and stuff like that. But I think it's unprofessional and I think it's out of character to ever boo any nation's national anthem, especially an ally. I mean, Canada helped us win the Second World War. But don't act like this is on Trump. This has been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, I've been at the Garden when they booed the Maple Leafs national anthem, and I've been in Montreal when they booed the Bruins. So it's like, I don't think it's like political. I think it's more like you said, there's nationalism in sports, whereas in society, we try to get away from that. I don't know why.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. I agree. It's a little bit similar, not nationalism, but college sports, when people are tried and true into their colors, their team, SEC football.
Ohio State hates Michigan.
Right.
Like, these are deep rivalries that run centuries old.
Grandpa hates, dad hates, I hate, my kids will hate, and we'll keep
Ain't
this
no
hate
way going. I'll ever let my daughter marry no Crimson Tide.
Right. And that's what this is. And I just, I don't know. It snuck up on me personally. I don't know that I expected this because I'm not joking. We know that hockey is a, I don't want to be disrespectful, niche sport. Like they fall behind. They're the
It's regional, and that's what people fear. Baseball is trending towards. It's becoming more of niche regional sports.
And yet, right now, it's the hottest sport in the world. It's the hottest sport on the planet.
Because it's
ice
USA.
Hockey.
It's not regional.
But Canada
taking over kickboxing.
We need Canada. If we didn't have Canada, we couldn't be U.S. Like, there's that. You know what I mean? Now, I do wonder. So, they got four teams. It's four nations. Is there going to be this college football like, well, maybe next time we should do expanded nations with 12 teams?
You can't do
that. Oh, come on. How great. If this was USA-Russia right now, Ted, come on.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what they're doing, Andy. The next time they do this, it's the World Cup of Hockey, which is in 2028, I want to say. It's every 2 years, Olympics, and then a national tournament like this. So they are expanding the scope the next time they do it.
Okay. So well, I don't know.
How many games can you play in the middle of a season, though?
Like, no, these feel more important than the stupid NHL games, as Kachuk said. Oh, wait, I got a game
it raises
Saturday?
The profile of the game.
Yeah.
And I do want to say back to Kevin, the caller from Quincy, always a good call from a South Shore. He did call in yesterday with some great President's takes on President's Day. But going back, you know, Canada winning the World War II and everything with us, I just want to say this 100% is right now about the tariffs and the Trudeau versus Trump back and forth. And whatever.
I don't care.
That's why, no, like, this game is, like, tapping into the political and cultural zeitgeist right now. Like, it couldn't be better timed.
And sometimes you got to be a little lucky, right? Like, you know, okay, you
like
plan
the energy
this.
Drink.
Yes, Lucky Energy is the best energy drink out there. But no, you got to be a little bit lucky sometime, and timing falls into place. And I love it. This is almost like a wrestling thing where they didn't plan a character to go a certain direction, but timing and the crowd,
couldn't
and they started booing, and they're like, okay, we'll just take the character this way because everybody seems to react and emote, and we're emotionally invested in this. And for hockey, rising tide lifts all boats.
No doubt.
Ride this, right?
Yep.
Ride this tide and just
see
if it can extend into the end of the regular season and into playoff. Because we always say this, right? Stanley Cup hockey, so much better, right? Stanley Cup's where it's at. Playoff hockey, love playoff hockey. Well, now you're going to say Four Nations hockey. ain't nothing better than Four Nations. Because this feels better than the Olympics. Feels like it's been kind of shrunk down. We can all, because we're all short, you know, attention spans now. It's been shrunk into a nice little short few days here where we're all watching it, yelling at our TVs in the fights. We're ready for the next one, and then we'll move on. And we'll remember it. It won't have a chance to get boring or peter out or anything of that nature. So, yeah, I'm loving it. I never expected to enjoy this Four Nations thing. You know, I poo-pooed the NBA in-season tournament. This is nothing like, this is the opposite. The NBA, if you plan something, it's stupid. If NHL plans it, apparently it's good. That's the lesson I've learned here. So Four Nations, we're talking about that here on WEEI Afternoons. And up next, we're going to talk about the voice behind the Four Nations final with USA and Canada. Sean McDonough. That's right. We are all rooting for a little voice crack in the third period on Thursday night because that means there is a lot of emotion in the building at TD Garden. Sean McDonough will be there. He'll be with us next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Dan Ball to bring you everything that's trending right now.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. United States defenseman Charlie McAvoy will miss the Four Nations Face-Off Championship game. The Bruins said in a statement earlier today that McAvoy was admitted to Mass General Hospital on Monday to undergo testing for what we found out is a shoulder infection. McAvoy sustained the injury during the Four Nations Face-Off and is currently being evaluated by the Bruins' head team physician. Team USA forwards Austin Matthews and Matthew Tkachuk also missed the Sweden game last night, while Brady Tkachuk left the game during the middle of it. The Americans take on Team Canada in the Four Nations Face-Off Final on Thursday night at TD Garden. On the heels of Rafael Devers' comments about playing third base, here is what Tristan Casas said earlier today about the team's infield.
I think it's Rafi Devers' position. I think he's the third baseman, and at that point, that's where it stands. I think Bregman should play second base. Yeah, I think he's going to make the transition well. I think he's athletic enough too, and I think Trevor, you know, is going to play an awesome shortstop.
Well, I guess it's as easy as that. Also, the Red Sox have agreed to terms with right-handed pitcher Adam Ottavino on a minor league deal with a spring training camp invite. And Rob Bradford of WEEI reports that Dylan Cease to the Red Sox is currently a long shot. The Sox also have no intention of including outfielder Willier Abreu in any such deal. The Celtics return to action on Thursday night on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. Boston returns from the break with three of their first four games being played on the road. And in NFL news, the Cincinnati Bengals will attempt to secure a trio of stars who need new deals. That's wide receivers Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and defensive end Trey Hendrickson for the long term, sources told ESPN. With a 98% customer satisfaction rating and thousands of five-star reviews, the choice is clear. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. ABC and ESPN broadcaster Sean McDonough joins the afternoon crew. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's next.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I'll go a little further. I think everybody in the world of sports is looking forward to Thursday night, 8 p.m., TD Garden. Canada, USA, the final of this Four Nations tournament that I undersold in my mind. I was not prepared for this excitement. That was Jack Eichel talking about how this might be the biggest game of his life, I believe.
That's crazy.
I believe he has a Stanley Cup and a national championship.
That's just crazy.
And he's talking about this. I mean, let's be honest.
For them.
It's made up. They made up a tournament in the middle of a season.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to say it,
it's not
but
made
like,
up to them, though.
I was last week years old when I even basically or two weeks ago years old when I heard Raycroft mention it. I was I'm sorry, excuse me. What's it called again?
No. Yeah.
The Seven Nation Army against who? What is this?
If I'm being honest, it was like it's like 7 o'clock on Saturday. Oh, I think the Four Nations is on. Oh, let me flip over to that. And then I turned it on. I was like, what
this is awesome.
It was in the visual from the very beginning of the stadium of the Bell Center.
Yeah.
With all the lights on, it just captivated me.
A sea of red,
away.
Ted.
Yep.
Okay, so you watched on Saturday night, and you'll be watching on Thursday night, and the voice you had accompanying that game was Sean McDonough, who's joining us here now on WEEI Afternoon. Sean, you're on with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, and Ted Johnson. How are we doing today?
Hello, my friends. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Awesome, and we're caught up in the hype of the Four Nations, and that's where I want to start. Did you realize that this would take over the sports world the way it has, the way this rivalry, U.S. and Canada and everything that goes into it, has drawn the eyeballs, the ears, and the attention of the sports world?
I really did not. I thought it was going to be great, especially, you know, somebody who loves hockey. You're looking forward to watching the best players in the world in these four countries play each other, and in many cases, for the first time in a long time. And I knew the players and coaches would be into it, you know, just because that's who they are, and that's what this kind of international competition is, you know, and they're competitors. And, you know, and plus just having talked to them when the idea was first hatched and in the lead up to it, you know, there were a lot of questions these players and coaches were being asked. Well, you know, is it going to be like the All-Star game, or are guys really going to lay it on the line? Because, you know, they don't want to get hurt with an eye toward the rest of their season. And every single player who answered that question, obviously completely poo-pooed that, because, you know, it's I think it's pretty obvious, right, by what we've seen so far.
Yeah,
it's
that
crazy.
These guys are into it and invested in it about as much as they could possibly be.
I mean, Sean, at the end of the day, they don't get anything really other than just, you know, pride and nationalism, pride. But they got iPads. I can't believe those guys are on the sitting there on the bench with iPads in a game that's theoretically meaningless. But Sean, what do you think the residual effect, the positive residual effect of this Four Nations tournament will have maybe on the NHL or USA hockey going forward?
Well, I hope it brings more people into the sport. You know, we had a huge rating for the game Saturday night. And obviously when you have a big number like that, there are a lot of people watching who don't typically watch hockey. So I would think after what we saw Saturday night that those people will come back and watch again on Thursday night. And, you know, hopefully even more new people will come back. You know, I've been saying for 4 years since ESPN and ABC got back in business with the NHL and I've been doing the games that, you know, if you're not a hockey fan, you need to watch, because the game, I couldn't believe how much the game had changed in the 17 years between, you know, when we had the broadcast rights and then we were out when NBC had it and we came back in. You know, I had been watching it as a fan, obviously, all along, but, you know, when you're broadcasting the game, you're just so conscious of how much faster the game is than it used to be and how much bigger and stronger and more skilled the players are. So it's a great sport, and I think when we do get people to watch it, they stay, because there has been steady growth in the ratings, and I think we're going to continue to see that as a result of this event.
Yeah, Sean, I'm expecting massive numbers, both in terms of streaming, ratings, et cetera, as well as watch parties, bars, pubs, taverns. I've been hearing about people getting together all over regionally. And, you know, for us on the broadcast side, you know, you've become a big voice game. Now, we're treated to, you know, you calling some Red Sox games, so you're one part of the white noise of summer for us regionally. But people know you as a big game voice, and this is going to be added to it. And the last Saturday's broadcast was very intense. But were you expecting such an intense start? Like, had word trickled out, like, just get ready for the fireworks to start? Because The Tkachuk brothers changed the entire tone and tenor of this tournament, and I feel like all-star games forever going forward.
Well, no, I don't think anybody expected that. Obviously, Brady and Matthew and JT Miller confessed that, you know, they had an exchange of text messages that day and kind of said, hey, what would you think if this was the way we started the game? Obviously, we knew fight number two was coming because Ray Ferraro, my partner on the broadcast, is, as you guys know, positioned between the benches, and it's one of the benefits of him being there. And he basically heard Brady say to Sam Bennett, okay, you know, now we're going, you know, as soon as Matthew's done with Brandon Hagel. So, you know, once it started, I guess we knew there was going to be the second one. I'm not sure we knew that the third one was coming. I give JT Miller a lot of credit because, Colton Parayko is a beast. He's a big guy. And, so I don't think anybody, maybe beyond those three and a few other people involved with Team USA, knew that was happening. But it definitely added to the whole thing. And I appreciate your comment about the big game thing. You know, I've been sick for 2 weeks and had missed a couple of ABC Saturday games and wasn't able to do the Thursday night game up there with USA and Finland and was really distraught about that. And I'm just so relieved that I was able to make it back in time for Saturday because, you know, that really would have hurt to miss that one.
ESPN Sean McDonough joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. And building on that, Sean, I hope you take this with the respect with which it's given, but your little voice crack has become significant of epic sports moments. Epic sport. And,
well,
and
I appreciate you saying that because when it first happened, you know, way before any of you were born, on some of these games, I think the first one I remember actually is the 1992 Game 7 of the National League Championship Series between Pittsburgh and Atlanta, one of the great baseball games of all time when Sid Bream scored the winning run sliding into home plate.
Cabrera and Bream? Oh, that was an all-timer, Sean. That game was incredible.
At the beginning. Yeah, well, thank you. You know, it was, I was embarrassed when it first happened. I thought I kind of botched the call, and then the people at CBS Sports an hour later when I was down at the truck after we did the post-game show, during which Deion Sanders threw buckets of water on Tim McCarver, which is another reason I always remember that night. It was the same night, but when I got to the truck, all my friends and colleagues on our CBS truck, that was perfect. You know, that captured the moment perfectly, and that's going to live forever. And so, you know, I don't – now it's almost the point where I wish I could make myself do it because people have to expect that, that the voice crack might come at a big moment. So it doesn't bother me anymore. You know, hopefully, you know, the probably the most famous one was this Michigan State punt play when the Michigan punter dropped the snap with kind of a bad snap. Oh, he was trouble with the snap. And, you know, I have people tell me that they remembered the play because of the call. So you know, that actually makes me feel good. You know, we're supposed to enhance people's enjoyment of the game. And if the calls of it are memorable for that reason and I haven't hit puberty yet, then so be it.
Hey, Sean, just your thoughts on the game this Thursday. We got no Charlie McAvoy. I believe Austin Matthews is maybe not playing in this game.
Austin Matthews is going to play.
Oh,
I would
playing.
Be very, very surprised if he does not play.
Okay.
And I think, and obviously, you'd have to drag the Tkachuk brothers. I don't know what you'd have to do to prevent them from playing. So I fully expect they will both be out there too.
Your thoughts on the game? I mean, just can you do? I mean, it's hard to win two in a row. I mean, with Canadians, you know, kind of losing on their home ice. I mean, just your thoughts on how this game will go on Thursday?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to know. You know, I always think in hockey, it's kind of like the quarterback in football. The most important thing in hockey is the goaltender, and I think Team USA clearly has the better goaltender, and we've seen that in this series. You know, Hellebuck's probably the best goalie. I don't think probably he is the best goalie in the world right now. And Binnington, as we've seen, you know, has had a couple shaky moments, assuming it's still going to be him. And but I do remember I was sitting right there at the TD Garden in 2019 watching Binnington basically win the game for St. Louis against the Bruins in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, and that's one of the reasons they put him on the team. They think he's a big game player. So it wouldn't surprise me if he rises to the occasion because he's done it before. But yeah, if you said heading into it, which goalie would you much rather have? I think everybody on both sides would choose Hellebuck, although the Canadians have said all the right things about Binnington. And then I think, you know, from there on out, it's pretty even. I do think it'll be a benefit to Team Canada to have Makar back because he didn't play. I do think Charlie's a loss, but I do think Sanderson is a really talented guy. You know, I know the American coaching staff talking to David Quinn, you know, the former BU coach, who's done a fantastic job running the defense. You know, they liked Sanderson even when he was the extra guy sitting out. You know, they were hoping he might have a way to play because, you know, they feel like he's as good as the other guys they have. So, I, you know, as much as we all hate it for Charlie, you know, I don't think there's really going to be a big drop off there, and that won't be that much of a factor in the game. You know, I hope the home crowd has a lot to do with it. You know, I hope it helps spur on Team USA. I really hope our people don't boo the anthem. You know, let's be better than that. You know, it's, you know, I think we all have a lot of respect for what a great country Canada is. And, you know, the political things that have led the Canadians recently, you know, this booing of the anthem is a very recent development. I think we know why. You know, I understand it from their perspective, especially having been up there for several days. So let's be better than that and be respectful of their anthem and cheer like hell for our own.
Yeah, I know. I can just imagine people just, you know, smuggling in fries and toss them to people. I got your poutine right here, guy. It's going to be an environment, Sean. And I mean, really, it's going to be contentious. And, you know, I know as a broadcaster, I'm sure, rather, I should say, that you love trying to look for like the little golden nuggets and the threads and whatever makes it dramatic. Like, we all love the theater, and any story, any game is only as good as either any hero is only as good as the villain. And when you think about the emotional complications regionally, locally, and nationally for Thursday night, you've got Boston fans now like they lose McAvoy, which sucks, and hopefully the Bruins don't for too long. But now you've got Bruins fans cheering for the Tkachuk brothers, who they loathe the other 364 days out of the year. And they're going to be rooting against their guy, Brad Marchand, who they don't want to see traded. Oh, and by the way, the GM of Team Canada is the guy they yell about all the other days, Don Sweeney, to fix the Bruins as well. And, you know, and did he have anything to do with McAvoy not playing? Because, you know, it's just, it's so twisted. Won't this just make for like a broadcast like you have
Don Sweeney has nothing to do with Charlie McAvoy not playing. And yeah, if that's a conspiracy that is out there, you can totally squash that. Those two things are not related, and you did a great job there, you know. And there's many more of those entanglements, right? Which is, yeah, I think, part of what makes this so fascinating and is going to add to it. You know, I was part of a conversation at the game last night. I just went over as a fan for a couple of periods and said hello to some people, and then came back and watched the end of it on TNT. But you know, there was a discussion about, okay, before the thing started, you know, the drop of the puck for the first game, Canada and Sweden. You know, they brought out Mario Lemieux, who's the ultimate, you know, French-Canadian, Montreal native hockey icon, and the place went absolutely bonkers. Now, I still have chills just thinking about it. So we were talking about, well, who do we bring out, you know, tomorrow night?
Ooh,
as
question.
The guy? And my idea was Keith Tkachuk.
Love
right?
it.
I mean,
love it. Let's go.
From Melrose, played at BU, you know, and played on the last, you know, the last major thing we really beat them in it was the 96 Canada Cup, which we had the video of, or the World Cup of Hockey, I should say, in 96, which Keith played in and had a huge fight with Claude Lemieux. We had actually seen him in a restaurant up in Montreal a couple of nights before that game on Saturday. He talked about that might have been the highlight of his career, beating the Canadians. I think the final was a best of three series. And now he's the, you know, the father of the two most popular people in America, who are about to go out and try to beat up the Canadians again. So to me, Keith would be the perfect guy. I don't think that'll happen. I think he probably wouldn't even want to do it, because he's the kind of guy who wouldn't want to take any spotlight away from his boys. But, yeah, interesting to see what happens before the puck even is dropped in terms of adding to the atmosphere.
Sean, I know you've been wrapped up in Four Nations in the world of hockey, but have you been paying attention to the roller coaster of emotions in Red Sox Nation? They get Bregman, everybody's like, going to win the division, going to the playoffs, and then a couple days later, your best hitter goes, no, but I'm not DHing. I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that. What the hell's going on?
I heard you talking about it at the start of your show. I totally agree with what you guys are saying. I mean, I'm sorry, Rafael Devers, you're not playing third base. You know, what are they paying him? $300 million.
Yep.
At a certain point, you know, for that kind of money, we get to tell you where you're playing. So you're going to be the DH, or try to play first base if you want. I also thought that maybe the only thing that was more out of line than what Rafael said was what Tristan Casas said. Yep. I mean, yep. Really?
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
And one of you made the point, like, well, he's probably afraid, you know, he might lose his job if Devers doesn't stay over there at third base, and there's probably something to that. But, you know, the idea in sports is to put the best team you can possibly put out there. Bregman's a gold glove third baseman. As we've all seen, Devers is nowhere near that, despite what Casas said. And, you know, so, sorry. We're paying you a lot of money. Go be the DH.
So, Devers could lose his job. Casas could lose his job. But you're not losing your job. We're going to listen to you on Thursday night. And now that I know you're okay with it, I am going to be rooting for a third period game-winning goal call that includes a little break of the voice there that can be iconic, and we can all celebrate a USA win.
I hope you're right, and I'll try to do, as I said, I can't make it happen, but it just kind of happens. But it tends to happen anyway, whether I try to or not. And, you know, the last game, the hockey game that I did there, I think this is accurate. Yeah, it must be. Was a pretty good ending. David Pastrnak in overtime in Game 7 to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yep.
So, and I don't think my voice cracked in that, which I guess now I should be disappointed about that. But it was fun. It was a thrill to be able to call that. You know, somebody obviously who grew up here, and that's about as far as I can admit to any sort of bias before I get myself in trouble. So,
all right, Sean.
We'll be biased on Thursday night. You know, it's nice to actually do a game. You know, most of the games that I do on the network, that's one of the reasons I like doing the Red Sox radio on this fine station is, because it's okay to care who wins or loses, and I do care. I want the Red Sox to win. And this is another event where, you know, we're the USA broadcast for this event. I think it'll be plainly obvious. I do want the Americans to win.
All right, very John, good. we're all looking forward to it. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes this afternoon here on WEEI Afternoons, and good luck Thursday night.
Thank you, guys. Great to be with you. Have a blessed evening.
All right, thanks, Sean.
You too, Sean.
That was Sean McDonough, good who man. I now feel better enjoying his voice cracks, knowing that he's embraced it, and I can see how. In this modern world, you know, everybody, this is not a shot at Sean, but like everybody goes, oh, yeah, another Syracuse broadcaster. They all sound the same. They look the same. They act the same. I think we want some of these unique aspects to a guy. Your voice cracks. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? It's sort of like,
care.
Yeah.
You're putting it in.
We're praising the hockey players for caring about their games. That announcer cares so much that he got emotionally wrapped up in his voice. You know, anybody can do that, and that's another goal for David Pastrnak as the Bruins.
There's a lot of energy and effort to just project your voice for that amount
go
of time.
In. All in, love Sean it. McDonough. We're looking forward to it. So,
and he's embraced the fact that he's also embraced the whole Sean McDonough voice crack thing, as opposed to like, oh, you can never mention that to Mr. McDonough. He gets nervous or shy about that, or that really bothers him. Like, that's cool. That means his self-awareness has like transcended the entire idea that he's known as a broadcasting stud.
And he should be pretty confident since he does all sports better than pretty much anybody.
Big game voice, that's what I said.
Else on the planet. Sean McDonough here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we'll react to a couple things that Sean said, not only about USA hockey and whether we should or shouldn't boo on Thursday night at TD Garden for the Canadian National Anthem, but also I really enjoyed his comments about Rafi Devers, as I expected to. That's the fan in him, the Boston guy in him, and the Red Sox homer in him a little bit. So that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
You know, hopefully even more new people will come back. You know, I've been saying for 4 years since ESPN and ABC got back in business with the NHL, and I've been doing the games, that, you know, if you're not a hockey fan, you need to watch, because the game, I couldn't believe how much the game had changed in the 17 years between, you know, when we had the broadcast rights and then we were out when NBC had it.
That was the voice of ESPN Sean McDonough. He did the USA-Canada game Saturday night, and he'll be doing USA-Canada 8 p.m. Thursday night from TD Garden, the final of the Four Nations face-off here. Joining us on WEEI Afternoons, and as expected, we knew what we were going to get from Sean. He is. It's kind of nauseating, not going to lie, that he
his voice is so good.
No, that he is so good. Like, no, he can just do play-by-play better than anyone.
Yeah.
He could come in this studio and do a afternoon sports talk radio show better than us. Like, sometimes when you, he's kind of like the Tom Brady. You're like, well, why are you so good at everything?
Right. He's also a Michelin-starred chef. You know, he's
is he
fluent in 10 languages.
Probably.
He's a trained killer.
Yeah.
No, but, like, would it surprise you if he had these? No, and he really does. That's the one thing. Like, I didn't mean to, like, pump the tires too much, but like, holy smokes, when you hear Sean McDonough's voice, you know, usually more often than not, it's a big game, and he's so fluid, and he has such great access to all the stories, memories, stats, and things that he wants to relay. And of course the signature voice crack,
but also a self-deprecating sense of humor and all of that.
Humble.
Like he just does it. He proves that it's an art. What he does is an art. You have all these, and I know he's a Syracuse guy, but he's like, they broke the mold after him out of Syracuse. Now you get like, what's that new movie, Fitzy, Mikey 17? It's like you're getting the regenerated Syracuse guy. And you're like, okay, these guys are all kind of the same. They just kind of.
He's like Mr. Newhouse, though. Like, he's like the.
Oh, I know. But he brings, I would say, a more aged flair to the job that I don't know if they're not taught anymore, they're not comfortable doing, but he brings personality to the job, and I guarantee you will hear that and feel that on Thursday night.
Oh, thank God he's calling the game Thursday.
He's
no offense to Kenny Albert, but I was afraid it was going to be on TNT, and it was going to be a little flatter. And also, I will say this, Andy, it does kind of help when you grow up and your father is one of the great sports sages of the American sports broadcast and journalism landscape.
Sure, but I don't know if there's a direct connect between that and suddenly Sean McDonough can do every sport on TV and say Russian hockey players' names really fast, fluently.
I think it helps him with the sports talk radio aspect of his personality.
He grew up in that world.
It's the world of telling stories about sports.
He grew up in a world where, like, his dad was, like, taking calls from Bill Parcells, like, right before the draft to tell him who and what was going on and all these. Yeah. He's definitely from that world. But I think he's right. I think this is, we use the word inflection point. Fitzy didn't care for it. He thought we overused it.
I thought it was appropriate.
Inflection point for Jason Tatum. Maybe this can be an inflection point for hockey and the NHL and where they can go. And I don't know if it's sustainable. It's like one of those things. Well, if you can run the 100 at this time, why can't you run the 200 at the same time? Well, because it's twice as fast and I can't sprint that long. I can only run 100. Can the NHL bring this passion to more regular season games and cultivate this feeling?
No.
What are you, Rafi?
I don't
Devers?
Think they can.
Hey, Rafi,
no,
how about a little more open-mindedness back there?
I can't possibly see. Like, I'm there's a part of me that's a little nervous, a little anxious even about Thursday night being a letdown. Like, oh no, McAvoy's hurt. Oh no, Matthews is hurt. Oh, the Kachucks are hurt. And like, you saw the best effort. Like, we already saw the prize fight. Like, and now Canada's just going to come out and be like, guys, that was hilarious. Like, you literally took the fight to us. Now we're going to show you why we are the preeminent nation in hockey in the world.
I'm worried for the same reasons you guys. And I'll say this, where I think the impact of this tournament or this game Thursday night can have an impact is in maybe what you don't see right now. And not maybe future viewership, but I've always wanted, my son plays soccer, and I've always wanted the U.S. men's soccer team to do better in the World Cup.
Yep.
Because it inspires young kids to want to go play soccer.
Correct.
I could see that maybe, just maybe, more young kids that are watching this decide that, you know what, I want to play hockey. And so they decide they're going to go play hockey. And so that you see a bump in, you know, youth participation in hockey, which, you know, it's probably hard to quantify the impact of a game on that. But
sure.
To me, that's where it would have a direct and immediate impact, is on young kids watching and say, hey, I want to play that game.
Well, I would put it more on just their level. And I agree with you on that. I definitely think there's value in that. But it takes a while for that to pay off and the pipeline and the whole thing.
No doubt.
I would like to just, what you talked about, you're envisioning, can a guy be at a Pro Bowl and care about the Pro Bowl? Can a guy be at an All-Star game and care about the All-Star game? Can guys, even regular season, it's okay to compete at the highest level. It's okay. Like, I know you guys all play in the NBA pickup basketball games in the offseason, and you're boys, and you got the same agent, and you don't want to get hurt, and you want to make money. It's competition. The hockey players are showing you, you can compete to the point where you're literally throwing punches to start a game because this matters.
Yeah, you're going to MGH after the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that can transfer to other sports. Yeah. I'd like to hope that it could. I'm not saying we got to go back to Bill Laimbeer and the frickin' Pistons and the Celtics Lakers
clotheslines.
Maybe that's Malice a bit
Palace,
much.
Yeah.
But can we take some steps in that direction where not everybody too many friendlies. They all feel like friendlies. This is a friendly that doesn't feel like a friendly. I don't want it to feel like a friendly. It's a lot of friendlies here. 617-779-7937. We're going to take another direction off Sean McDonough's comments. He had some very interesting things to say, I thought, about Rafi Devers. The local boy and Sean came out there. He actually patted us on the back for the way we started the show and some of our criticisms. But we're going to get back into Rafi Devers doesn't want to play anything but third. Tristan Casas, for some reason, thinks he has the right to tell everybody where they get to play. Bregman should be at second. Casas is at first. Devers is at third. Campbell, you stay in the minors. We're going to get back into this mess that is the Boston Red Sox. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons, the flagship station of those messy Boston Red Sox.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.